from Tampa Bay. He's the radio host. Matt Salmon joins us. Matt, this has to be a pretty big story in Tampa Bay. All the, you know, from some pretty credible sources that St. Louis and Yzerman may be looking to part ways. What do you think?
Well, the rumors certainly came to surface over the last 24 hours, but from what I've read into them, a lot of it came from before the Olympics when Marty was first left off the roster. And whether or not he demanded a trade, I wasn't in the room, but like you said, some pretty credible sources. I think, and we'll have to wait and see until Marty comes back into town, but I think a gold medal will smooth over a lot of things, and hopefully that's the case, because I don't think Marty's work is done here in Tampa Bay, and I certainly don't think Steve Yzerman would want to move his captain with how well the Lightning is doing right now. So hopefully things have smoothed over, and the focus can turn to a playoff push and hopefully a deep postseason run.
What's interesting is, you know, I've watched a lot of rumors about certain teams and players, and a lot of times, in you know, they'll turn out to be a fairly significant trade, but not involving the player. So sometimes, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. It just wasn't necessarily the right one. So if I'm looking at the Tampa Bay roster, and I know it was announced today that Steven Stamkos isn't coming back likely until after the trade deadline, which is next Thursday, March 6th. Do you see Yzerman, if he's in the position to add a type of player, what position would he look to add on that Tampa Bay team?
Well, I think there's two needs. If the right deal comes around, and that's a big if, because Steve Yzerman doesn't like trading draft picks, doesn't like trading young prospects. With seven players right now on the Lightning roster that spent most of their time in the American Hockey League last season, and that's not including Mike Koska, who was picked up yesterday off waivers, you're dealing with a pretty big drain in Syracuse right now, the AHL affiliate. So the right move would have to come around. And I think in a perfect world, you would like to add a scoring winger, perhaps a top nine winger. I wouldn't say top six, but somebody with a little experience to put the puck in the net. And also maybe a third pairing defenseman. Again, somebody with experience, somebody who can you know, add a little bit to the offensive upside. I think if you're going into the playoffs with the defensive group that you have right now, you're putting a lot of faith into young guys like Mark Barberio and Radko Gudas, you know, guys who have done well and who I think could do well in that situation. But that's a big if going into this point in the season. So if Mr. Yzerman could add at one or both of those positions without giving up too much, then I think that would be preferable.
Steven Stamkos, what's the latest news on him?
Well, now with the Canadian Olympic team pressure taken off of him, and I think that was part of the flurry going into the Olympics, things might have been rushed a bit. Now they're taking time, and the latest is that while the bone is healing, the tibia is healing, still better safe than sorry, and they're going to give it another about 10 days. He's targeting that March 6th game against Buffalo, so he won't be playing for the team this upcoming four-game road trip. And if you look at March 6th, that's almost 4 months to the day after he broke the tibia. And that's kind of the first front end, if you will, of the projected timetable. An injury like that, typically 4 to 6 months. So pretty much right on target. And hopefully the healing continues and the team can pick him up. That'd be the greatest trade deadline pickup without having to move anybody, that's for sure.
What about some of the other injuries? They've had a few guys here or there, but anybody else coming back after this three-week break?
Yeah, the good news is it appears right now everybody else is back on track. The biggest injury was Valtteri Filppula. He had a non-displaced fracture in one of his ankles on February 6th. He was practicing today, looked pretty good. John Cooper pretty confident that he's going to be back in time. Same for Matt Carl. He was a little banged up. Ben Bishop as well. Bishop was fighting an arm injury. It was a minor injury, actually injured at Edmonton earlier this season. He's been able to shake it off since then, but he really needed the rest during the break, and he seems to be good to go. Question mark is, will Anders Lindbäck be ready to come back from an ankle injury? That's kind of up in the air. So right now they have Krister Skidlevskis, the Latvian star, now a household name. He is poised to back up with Ben Bishop when the season starts, but Lindy could be able to work his way back in the lineup relatively soon.
Valeri Filppula has come over, and you know he's been very solid for this team. 20 goals already on the season. You know he's playing almost 20 minutes a night. Matt, just talk about how much he's added to that team, and when Stamkos comes back, how much better overall Tampa is going to be in your mind? Because some guys had to fill the void when he was gone.
Yeah, I think to answer the second half first, it's going to create an interesting lineup shuffle because the top line at Marty St. Louis and Tyler Johnson and Andre Palat has been very productive for the last couple of months. With that said, no offense to Tyler Johnson, but Steven Stamkos slots in at the top spot a little better. So it's going to be interesting to see, does Val Filppula stay on the second line or does he get shuffled down to a third line? I think you have to keep him on the second line because the offensive production, this is not totally unforeseen, given what he's done in a healthy season with Detroit. He's been able to put up some numbers. I think he got lost in the shuffle a little bit, being primarily on the third line in Detroit, and that's just because there's so much talent up front there. But when he was signed, I had to convince a few people because a lot of them saw this as Filppula for LeCavier, and that wasn't necessarily how it worked out. But, you know, Val's good in the faceoff dot. He's a good two-way hockey player. He can put up some points as well. And he just comes from that winning Detroit culture. This is a guy who won a cup and then lost the cup to the Penguins the following season. And when I spoke with him after he got signed, he said that, you know, winning the cup is nice, but it still burns in him losing that cup the year later. So a lot of positives on and off the ice. So far, he's lived up to the expectation.
Matt Salmon joins us talking Tampa Bay Lightning. Matt, did you think originally when St. Louis didn't make the team, there was that much friction between him and Yzerman, or was that overblown?
It was overblown a little bit, mostly because of the situation. Obviously, Steve Yzerman is the general manager here in Tampa Bay, too. So I will say it was a little uncomfortable. It was a little awkward. It was probably best the team was out of town for a few days. The fact that they were in Western Canada, you know, added to the situation a little bit too. A little bit of the spotlight was on that. But it's something that gradually over time, I think things simmered down a little bit. I know Jeff Finnick, our owner, spoke very highly of Marty and to Marty. Steve Yzerman's had some conversations with him too, the coaching staff as well. And again, the gold medal, I think, will smooth some things over. So there were some raw spots, I will say that. It wasn't to the point of demanding a trade again. I don't know if it ever got that far. But it was a little odd for a few days, and certainly nobody was happier that Marty got a chance to be on the team than Steve Yzerman when he was able to open that door for him when Stamkos couldn't go.
Matt, I appreciate it. Should be an interesting time in Tampa Bay. I just can't see them trading Marty St. Louis. It doesn't make any sense to me, but you never know.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, stranger things have happened, but this is, Jason, as you know, the silly season, the next week and a half with all sorts of trade rumors. So we'll see how it all shakes out by next Wednesday.